It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benning, a Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Doing pretty good.
I like your mask. You got a very creative. If you see Josh running around with his mask on, you'll know him. He's kind of looks like his dog. You and Rupert.
Vistaprint is a good website for custom masks. I saw a commercial for it, and they had a picture of a. They said these guys had their dog.
That's pretty good.
Put their dog on their mask. So I did the same thing, and it turned out really good.
I like it. It looks like Rupert. You and Rupert are twins. Except he's got more hair on his head.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we got to salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Master Sergeant Lester Fred Swanger. Lester was born on December 17th, 1918 in Greenfield, Iowa, and passed away on May 28th, 1997 in Madison. He was the elevator manager and a former commander of the Madison VFW post. He entered active duty on March 21st, 1941 in Fort Snelling in the United States Army and was honorably discharged 4.5 years later on October 9th, 1945 at Fort Knox, Kentucky. He was an automotive mechanic, spent 1 year, 1 month, 19 days overseas service during World War II. He participated in the battles of the Rhineland and Central Europe, and some medals and ribbons that he earned were the European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal with 2 bronze battle stars, the Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal, the Good Conduct Medal, wheel driver badge, expert with the M1 carbine, and a lapel button for honorable service. So we thank you, Lester, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
Very good. Thanks to all the vets for their fine service. You bet. Yes. All right. Well, we're going to talk about resumption of some in-person benefit services.
Yeah, the coronavirus kind of halted in-person benefit services by the Department of Veterans Affairs, but they sent out a press release on October 7th announcing that certain VA regional benefit offices or VA regional offices are once again seeing veterans in person for benefit services. Although specific offices aren't listed in the article here, all offices will eventually resume normal operations by a phased approach. VA announced reestablishment of in-person benefit services in select locations throughout the country. Currently, there are 11 regional offices open to the public, and more are expected to reopen in the coming weeks as reopening phases will vary by regional office and local conditions. During the last few months, VAROs continued performing our essential mission virtually to provide benefits to veterans and eligible family members, according to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. We have a robust safety measures in place that will allow us to resume in-person services while protecting the health and safety of veterans, their families, and team members who serve them. Regional offices will continue adherence to CDC guidelines, which includes the use of social distancing, face coverings, hand sanitizer, and asking sick individuals to stay at home. Veterans can continue to interact with the Veterans Benefits Administration, or VBA, virtually for accessing benefits information online or when filing a claim online. For specific questions, you can call their 800 number. I'll give it out, but I encourage people to call locally first. More apt to talk to somebody.
Right.
Which is me.
Probably go through a little faster that way.
Yeah. Yeah. The 800 number is 1-800-827-1000. That's a national number. So anywhere in the U.S. that you call it, you'll get in touch with somebody at the VA. But it's a kind of a crapshoot which regional office you'll be talking to and how familiar they are with your specific benefit.
And you probably know a little more about the ins and outs of who to call or what to do.
When people call me and say, well, I was on the phone with the VA for a couple hours, I say, well, just call me. I can probably find it out.
That's your job. Quicker.
Yeah. To check the availability of a regional office near you, you can visit VA benefits offices. The nearest ones here are St. Paul, Sioux Falls, and Fargo are the nearest VA regional offices. I mainly deal with the St. Paul office because of a geographic location. But right. VBA's return to normal pre-COVID-19 public-facing operations align with White House guidelines for reopening. And you can read more about their response to COVID-19 on VA's website, which is va.gov. But information on filing a claim for VA benefits can be found by contacting this office, my office.
And you're easy to find.
Pretty easy to find.
Right there in the west end of the, or the east end of the courthouse.
East end of the courthouse. East door is the only accessible one there. So I'm the first door on the left as you come in the courthouse. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. And the,
Veterans Linkage line.
We always want to put in a plug for that.
Yes, that's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org.
And that's 24 hours a day, right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, all right. So, yeah,
but a lot of times when you call it, they'll say, well, contact your veteran service officer.
And that'll be you.
Yep, and they'll gladly give you the information.
All right. Well, anything else we need to know here today, Josh?
Anything else going on over at the office there?
Okay. Well, I suppose you kind of missed missed going to the fair this year and all that kind of stuff. So people
I did a little bit, but you know, everyone needs a break once in a while too.
And that's true. And I didn't get a chance to interview you on the radio, so at least I got to talk to you on Mondays. Yeah. Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll get back to somewhat normal one of these days.
One of these days.
Right. But a lot more in-person stuff going on. Just use a little common sense.
Yep.
Wear the mask. Stay away from large groups and sanitize and wash your hands and all that. And,
like an old first sergeant used to tell me, be like Gumby. Be flexible.
That's right. Yep. You'll live a more enjoyable life way if you go with the flow, right?
Keeps the day interesting.
That's right. All right. Well, Josh, appreciate the info, and we'll chat again with you next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benninga, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.